a skyscraper? Would you trust?
No.
You know?
Would you trust a cardiologist who got 31%?
You know?
To operate on your heart.
You know?
Would you trust a GP?
Yeah,
I mean, guys, I wouldn't trust the teller who got 31%.
I even saw SAA putting out that they're looking for a pilot. And I'm like, I'm going to apply, you know, even though I got 70 something or 50% on meds. You know, just go. Right. I mean, in South Africa, do what you got to do. It's hectic.
No, that's the truth, though. Right? I mean, if you can't land the plane, then just... Shy double up and come back again.
Yes, exactly.
Listen, a 3-point turn turns into a 16-point turn. And you're like, but Mara, we landed. And?
We landed. That's what's important.
We got there. What are you worried about?
So the individual results have been released this morning. So stress is upon them. So a kiss for you if you failed. Better like next time.
Look, on that note as well, I want to tell you that if you did... fail, or if you didn't perform as well as you wanted to, it's not the end of the world. We always say this. There's always a chance for you to dust yourself and come back and try again and prove everybody else wrong.
Don't think
something as simple as high school can hold you back from the rest of your life.
Never.
I was that kid at school. I was the kid who averaged 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. And when I went to tertiary, I became, you know, the 40s and 50s kid to becoming the 80s and 90s kid.
Look at you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that should not discourage you at all. And yeah, even if you have to go repeat the 4 year or go upgrade, I think actually repeating the 4 year is better because the upgrading one is a bit of a shortcut, but you don't get the experience of those daily interactions, you know, with the teachers. And also you don't get to maintain the same level of discipline with your studies. So I think, I mean, yeah, if you didn't do really well and you want to invest in your future, just go back, put the uniform back on. Go to another school if you have to, if it's going to be easier. But this is not something to skimp on, because I believe you me, 10 years later, I had to go home a few weekends ago to go dig up my matric certificate because there are still places that actually need that, you know. So, yeah, work hard, man. That thing's going to follow you for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. Put on that uniform, put your pride aside, and come back and prove them all wrong.
Absolutely.
That's our advice this morning. All right, let's get to your news real quick as Odie's on standby.
Huge FM News. Engaging meaningfully with one another.
The Department of Health says as of Monday, the cumulative number of COVID-19 cases in South Africa is 1,504,588, with 792 new cases identified since the last report. And yesterday, the United States Space Agency, NASA, released the first audio from Mars, a faint crackling recording of a gust of wind captured by the Perseverance rover. In our trending topics on Twitter, we have hashtag South Africans, hashtag Deft Punk, and hashtag Matric. These and other stories at the top of the hour. For UGFM News Updates, I am Udirile Rabalao.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. UGFM Sports. UGFM Sports.
And moving along into your news from the world of sports, we'll start in the Premier League. Christian Benteke's stoppage time volley earned Crystal Palace a dramatic 2-1 victory at Brighton and Hove in the Premier League last night. Despite the visitors being second best for much of the contest, Palace took the lead as a loan signing Jean-Philippe Mateta scored his first goal in English football with an improved finish in the 28th minute. Brighton improved after the break and pulled level in the 55th minute, though, through Joel Foutman, who swept home his first goal for Graham Potter's side as the ball broke loose in the penalty area. The win moved Palace to 13th in the standings on 32 points. Brighton remained 16th on 26 points, 4 points clear of the relegation zone.